Hi, this is Tracy from Wide Bay TAFE in Bundaberg, Queensland, helping you teach innovatively. Today we'll be talking about selecting a learning management system, or LMS. Most learning management systems basically offer the same core capabilities, namely the ability to enrol learners, assign teachers, launch multi-browser learning content, track and report on learner progress, and online activities. They manage all the communications and coordination around training efforts and hopefully be compliant to the many overarching quality systems the RTO uses. There are secure LMSs such as Jennison and Moodle, where students must log in to participate. Having a secured access protects the identity of the learner and the intellectual property of the resource developer. And an open LMS is where anyone can access the resources, and are often for free. These are also called MOOCs, M-O-O-C-S, or Massive Open Online Courses. There are also cloud-based LMS sites now, like Edmodo, which offers a safe and easy way for your class to connect and collaborate, share content, access homework, grades, and school notices. It looks and feels a lot like a Facebook group. Some LMS providers now make their sites available on smart devices, and you can download an app for Moodle, Blackboard, Mindflash, eFront, and many more. Go to the website getapp.com, getapp.com, and look under Learning Management Software for a list of possibilities. Australian registered training organisations also have to consider the Information Privacy Act of 2009 and understand the impact of cloud-based programs with offshore servers. Personal information is defined in Section 12 of the IP Act. It is a broad definition that encompasses any information about an individual who can be identified directly from the information, or whose identity can be reasonably ascertained by reference to other information. Information does not have to be true, written down, sensitive, or important to be classed as personal information. The Office of the Information Commissioner in Queensland has some very good information sheets on cloud computing and protecting private information, which I encourage you to read. Once you are confident you can protect your students' data in your LMS, yet still access it for the required audit period, you need to consider what you will store on the LMS. What you may need to do now is develop a risk matrix covering certain development, delivery, and audit aspects, and discuss this with the LMS provider, how they can help you manage your concerns. You might like to consider the following. If you have a lot of video content, you might want to check the data storage allowance and how it is streamed to the student. Do they need to be connected to the NBN to see your welcome to class video without endless buffering? Also consider tools of engagement for learning. Does the site include emails, forums, chat spaces, document libraries, webinar technology and wiki spaces? Can you customise your course for an employer without having to redevelop everything into a new version? Can you tailor what the student sees without having to recreate a course for every student? Can your teachers access assessment submissions and provide feedback easily? How are Rolling Start students monitored, and how do you check they're progressing through their content? Do you have to be a technical expert to change one page? One LMS may not suit everybody. It's up to your own comfort zones of risk and budget. This is Tracy, helping you teach innovatively.